Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. On this program, we'll listen to music for Passover and for Good Friday. The composers will be Eleanor Remick Warren, Judith Lang Zaymont, and Sophia Gubadulina. In thinking of what music might be appropriate to celebrate Passover, which celebrates the liberation of the Jewish people by God from their slavery in Egypt, I decided it might be interesting to hear two versions of the same story, that of Abraham. Because how did the Jewish people come to be slaves in the first place? It's a long story, but the seeds were planted generations earlier when Abraham and his wife Sarah, then childless, went to Egypt to avoid a famine in the land that was to become Israel. And so on this program, we'll hear Eleanor Remick Warren's Abram in Egypt, and then we'll hear Judith Lang Zaymont's Parable, a tale of Abram and Isaac. Eleanor Remick Warren lived from 1900 to 1991, primarily in Los Angeles, although she studied the art song in New York for 5 years. During the spring of 1959, when she was already an accomplished and well-known composer, she went to Paris to confer with Nadia Boulanger in private sessions, 6 days weekly for a period of 3 months. She brought with her the rough draft of a new work commissioned by wealthy Chicago singer and music patron Louis Sudler. Another of the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Genesis Apocryphon, had recently been discovered and translated. It provided a more detailed and poetic account of the story of Abraham and Sarah than that told more effectually in the book of Genesis. Warren crafted a text using both documents before beginning upon the music. She spent some of her sessions with Boulanger discussing construction and orchestration of certain phases of the composition, which she completed the summer following her return. Written for baritone soloist, chorus, and orchestra, it was premiered in 1961 in Los Angeles and relayed to listeners worldwide by the Voice of America. We'll hear Thomas Hampson, baritone, in this recording, with the Polish Radio Orchestra and Chorus of Krakow, Bruce Ferdin, conductor.